tired of always having to look over his shoulder, and he was tired of worrying about what to do next. So he said, "Lord, will you take me?" Well, as you can imagine, God took him. He got out of the Marines and stayed the course and has been in ministry ever since. And it reminded me of my son, who, when he went into the Navy, he said, "Dad," he says, "I thought of you when I went in, and this old guy was standing there handing out these little Bibles, and I took one." He says, "I really appreciated that." And I think he thought of me because back in when I was 17 and going through college and my parents were split up, my dad was a drunk, my mom and my sisters lived in another town, and I thought I knew what I wanted to do with my life and thought it was all about college and learning more and getting as smart as I could. But everything just kind of fell short. There was just no matter how much I learned about science, it didn't explain the beginnings. It didn't explain where it all came from. The more I understood about math, the more I didn't understand about math. And somebody had given me a little New Testament as I walked across the college campus. I didn't have time for church. I had time, though, to start to ask the hard questions. So I would just go walk in fields near my house with my dog. And I started to read. And I read about, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, pray. Pray without ceasing. And be thankful, as it says in Philippians. And I appreciated God's purpose that way. I also appreciated the way he told us through his word things that the science and the books wouldn't explain to me. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And it's pretty interesting because that was bridging the difference between the Greek and the Hebrew. The word to the Greek was logos, which is all about knowledge. The word to the Hebrew was all about spirit. In the beginning was the word, and the word will set you free. The Gideons, as you probably know, is a worldwide organization. We have camps in about 100 countries, and there's about 200,000 Gideons and another 100,000 wives that join them in distributing Bibles throughout the world. We distribute about 80 million Bibles per year, and that comes out to about 300 per Gideon and auxiliary. Or another statistic is about 2 per second that we distribute throughout the world. We are able to we've had them translated into about 100 different languages. And we're able to distribute Bibles like this, what we call the small version of the New Testament, for about $1.25 per copy. And the motel versions that you've probably seen for about $5 per copy. We figure that the motel version has the opportunity to be seen by about 2,500 people in the time that it's typically in the hotel. And then at that time, we will recirculate them. And typically, we will take the hardcovers off and distribute them into prisons. Matter of fact, I was just reading recently about three guys in a detention center or prison. And the guy telling the story was saying how he was had been a, pretty much a drug addict and tatted up and thought of himself a pretty tough guy. But a guy kept coming there to hand out Bibles and hold a Bible study. And one time there was three of them sitting in front of the Gideon and said, the guy said, "Do you want to know about how you can obtain eternal life?" And the three of them started asking him the hardest questions they could think of, and he kept answering them over and over and going to places in the Bible to explain it. And he came to understand that faith comes by hearing, and heard it, hearing from the Word of God. And he thought, I'm going to start to study this Bible. And ultimately, two of those three came to know Jesus and have had their life restored. So the Word of God is powerful. Powerful as any two-edged sword. And it pierces down to the soul. Matter of fact, it's always been interesting to me that it even knows the thoughts and intents of the heart, which was pretty scary to me as a young Christian. But we as Gideons know that that's a restorative knowledge, that that is a forgiving God, that he's a graceful God, that he cleans us up and gives us a new life, a saved life. As Gideons, we rely on a verse, Isaiah 55:11. It says, so shall my word go out that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void or empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So we do consider ourselves to be missionaries. We're all members of local churches. We're all business or professional men, and our wives that join us, and we're self-sufficient in that all of our own costs we pay for. All donations that go to the Gideons go 100% into the printing and distribution to the Bibles. We have one that goes specifically into high school. It's called the Life Book, and it's the Book of John with annotations so that it's something that a high schooler might be interested in. We find ourselves, unfortunately, about 7 million, funding for 7 million Bibles short each year. We have requests from throughout the world for 7 million we can't meet. And it's a shame because typically when we pass the New Testaments out, particularly in other countries, this is the only book that a lot of the whole family will ever actually own. It was interesting to me the other day. I was in a local store, and the cash register behind it had a little New Testament like this that had been passed out to elementary age. And I thought that was interesting. It had made its way with the mom to the store to be held right there behind the cash register for her life. We do pass them out, distribute the Bibles into what we call the crossroads of life. That's into, as I said, the hotels and the motels, and into schools, fifth grade and above, through high schools. This is a high school New Testament. And then into colleges. Like I said, this is like the one I got when I was in college. Into the military, into hospitals, into rest homes. We will go to community events, even into the county fairs, and any place that people might want something as they're making the hard decisions in their lives, when they're questioning what to do with their lives or have a crisis and need a place to turn. In Ephesians, it talks about the Word of God being the sword, that it's to take up arms against the schemes of the devil. And it's interesting to me that is everything else in the armament of God is defensive, but this is the one aspect that is for offensive. If you ever want to hit back at the temptation or the onslaught of the evil one, do as Jesus did when he was in the desert, and every time the devil would tempt him, he would come back with a verse from the Bible. And we feel that that's the proper equipment, and Christ felt that's the way to defy the onslaught of the Bible. We've been around as Gideons for about 100 years, and in that time have distributed over 2 billion Bibles into the world. It concerns me that it's harder and harder to be able to distribute them. Many of the hotels won't allow us in to distribute them. Matter of fact, if you're in a hotel and you don't see one, ask where they are, because a lot of times they've got a box of Bibles at the front desk that they feel like, because of separation in church and state, they shouldn't put them into the rooms. Go figure. But it is a shame. We also are having a much more difficult time in schools. We have to stand out on a street corner somewhere well away from the schools. And I think of Amos 8, where he talks about how that there will be a drought in the land, not for food or water, but for the word of God. And I think, isn't it a shame that we're actually finding people from other countries coming into our country as missionaries into the United States because they realize in a postmodern age that there is a need to evangelize into the United States. But that's what we feel where we're doing is also, we feel that the word is living and able to pierce into any heart. Matter of fact, that one of the more recent churches I spoke at, the pastor wanted to let me know. He was had his little personal testament that when he went to Vietnam, somebody had given him a military version, and he wasn't a Christian. He started to read it, but he didn't have a lot of interest in it until he was wounded. And when he came to in the hospital, he felt like this was almost like his good luck charm, and he wanted it again, but it had been lost in the battle. But there by his bedside was a small one that looked just like this, except it was white. And it was one that one of the nurses had given him, that the Gideons had supplied all the nurses' stations with the nurses' version of the Gideon's version. And he still had it. This was about 50 years later, and he still treasured that Bible. But it's not the little Bible that it's about. It's the contents. It's the word. It's the ability to change from within. It's, as they say, you know, the peace, not as the world gives, the peace from within that God gives, that's contained in this book that God gave us. His parting words, Moses' parting words to Joshua, were, do not let this book depart from your life, but meditate on it day and night. Then you will be prosperous and successful, because it gives a different aspect of the idea of prosperity and success. From within rather than from without. We often tell people about we have Gideon cards for recognition and in memory where people can donate to us in a method that is in someone's memory. I'm the treasurer for our local camp, and every day I receive Gideon card registries where somebody has given in somebody's name. And it's another way to do it. Again, we often are asked, how can I help? And I would ask that, we would ask first that you would pray for us. Because as we do this, the number of Gideons is getting less and less as people become more and more inclined towards multimedia. They don't see the value necessarily in the printed version, but I know that this doesn't rely on batteries. It doesn't need solar power. It can be kept in the pocket. And personally, I know that I traveled all over the United States with this in my bag and my motorcycle as I put it around. And so it's portable. So as we are able to distribute these, we would appreciate your prayers. We would also pray for open doors. Unfortunately, it's even become difficult to obtain the ability to just come and tell churches about what we're doing. More and more pastors are saying, no, we really don't want to give up either our pulpit time or whatever. And it's a shame, because we do feel that we are not trying to compete with the church at all. Matter of fact, any giving that is given to the Gideons is typically over and above and helps people understand the value of what's given. So we would ask for your prayers, and any donations are appreciated. I believe you have an insert for being able to give to us. And if you go home, there's also a Gideons.org website that tells a lot more about what we do and how we do it. And, of course, we would appreciate any opportunity for anybody who's interested in helping us with what we do to be able to tell you about the Gideons and explain to you qualifications and time and all that that's of what we do. I remember my mother when she went to see my sister who was a missionary in Africa, and my mom was so excited because she had gone to a little village and was staying in a grass-thatched hut that was the local hotel for people who were traveling. And she looked around and looked up on an upper shelf, and there on the upper shelf was the motel version in the grass hut in the middle of the African village. And so she was always excited to tell me about that they even are in the motels in Zimbabwe. So, finally, to tell you about the friend of mine that as he was going out into combat in Vietnam as well, that he had been wounded. And as he came to, he realized that the bullet that had hit him and knocked him backwards, it actually hit that little New Testament. Knocked him out, but it didn't kill him. And the guy that picked him up in the helicopter said, "You've been saved for a reason. You know, you need to recognize what that little book did for your life." And he said, "That little book did a lot more than just save my beating heart. It truly saved my life and gave me eternal life." And so with that, I want to tell you how much I appreciate, like I said, the opportunity to be able to tell you just a little bit about what we're doing in the Gideons and in international. We've just had our international meeting in New Orleans. And one story after another of what's happening right now as we speak with the Gideon's Bibles is just so exciting. And again, I'd encourage you to take a look at the Gideon's website because there's testimonies there that go on and on and just tell you that God is alive and he is on the throne and he loves every one of you. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jack. Those of you who maybe haven't noticed this, this is always sitting on the table in the back, and it has the cards that Jack referenced if you want to do something in memory of anybody and utilize as a donation. There's cards back here that you can utilize that for. And so I would encourage you to think about what the word means to you and what it can mean to somebody else. I appreciate, Jack, you spending the time with us and driving all the way up here to share with us. Thank you. I find it rather appropriate, too, that as you look on the bulletin insert, I think most of you got, it quotes Mark 16:15. Now, this wasn't on purpose, but next week, we're going to be finishing up the book of Mark, and I know the individual that's going to be speaking has this in mind, this going to the world. And so, thanks for the lead-in. That works for me. Exciting times. And again, thank you. And thank you all for being here. Dave, if you'd like to close for us.
If you don't know Jesus as your Messiah, as your Savior, Jack gave some great stories, testimonies about people that have had that little Bible with them and what it did to save their life eternally. You know what? If you don't know him, come talk to us afterwards. We'd love to pray with you. If you got anything on your heart that you need some prayer about, we're certainly here for you too, and want to help you in any way we can there. So if you want to talk with Jack about how you might be able to help support the Gideons and participate, whether that's just with a monetary gift or signing up with them and help them get Bibles distributed, whatever it might be, but speak with Jack. So let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this morning, for the time we've had to come and fellowship and to worship you. Lord, we just ask now that you bless our time and our food as we spend it over across the table having some potluck lunch. Lord, we thank you for blessing us so. So, Lord, we just ask that you might just provide the opportunities this week for us to be serving you, whatever that might be in. And Lord, that we would seize those opportunities in spreading the name and the love of Jesus Christ, our Messiah. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day.